The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on 95.1 FM, 100.2 FM, Freeview 277 and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the amazing Linda Cloak.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm okay, I think.
Not sure though.
It's been a bit busy the last few weeks.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, running around. You've been over my one of my gaffs anyway, in and out. I noticed you walking around, leaving your umbrella and stuff.
Yes, yeah, Trading Post. Absolutely love it there. When's it all kicking off to start?
We're kind of open now. Except we still need to put the knobs on the doors and put the loo roll holders up and things like that. But and of course we're still building two buildings. So
it's such a beautiful space.
Yeah, two of the buildings are built and the other two are still going up. But and we're effectively open. We've got a couple of tenants renting offices already, and we've got about 10 co-workers.
It's a really good mix of vintage and modern, isn't it?
Yeah,
it just lends itself really well. And when you walk in there, it's nice and cool. And
Yeah, it is. It's cool in every sense of the word.
No, it's brilliant in there. Absolutely love it. We said if we were closer, we'd definitely have an office.
Yeah. I tell you, though, I'm even more proud of Sheerness.
Yeah, I haven't seen
you. Haven't been there yet, have you? You've got to go there. Oh, it's absolutely stunning. I own a co-working space in Sheerness and a coffee shop and an event space. And it's a converted church. It's a dockyard church in Garrison Road, right at the entrance to the Sheerness docks. And the church burnt down many years ago. It was acquired by a charity, an architectural charity, the Dockyard Preservation Trust. They spent £9.8 million refurbishing it. And I've got it. And it's brilliant. It's not like a church at all. It's more like a cathedral. It's just
huge. And
there's
tons and tons of businesses on Sheppey, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. You know, people don't understand what happens on the Isle of Sheppey. You know, they think it's a bit of a backwater, but it isn't. The docks are thriving. But they don't handle passengers. It's all freight. Every new car that enters the UK comes through Sheerness docks. So if you drive along the road, when you come over the bridge into the island, all along the right-hand side, there's thousands and thousands of cars. And you think, why are they all parked there? We're all new. They've all been just taken off a boat and they're just parked waiting for distribution. So you get lots of things. So things like Aldi, for instance, have a massive distribution centre on the island because everything comes in on the boats. They unload it to that distribution centre and then it goes out from there.
And that's pretty recent because that's quite a big employer on the island, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And of course there's three prisons as well, which are quite big employers. So, so there's actually a lot goes on the island. People don't realise. And it's still... surprisingly, sorry, Ireland, but it's still a big tourist place as well.
Well, and it's a good community out there. So yeah. I've got friends out there and the community out there is really strong.
It is very strong. Yeah, absolutely. All clustered around Facebook.
Well, and in person. Live,
yeah,
music,
absolutely.
Lots
yeah.
of that going on.
Yeah. No, it is. All of our staff that work there are local, and it's quite comical when you go in there. Sharon, who's the coffee shop manager, she spends more time going, "Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you?" As everyone walks in, "How's the children? How's the grandkids? Just make coffee, eh, Sharon?" Cool. Anyway, enough about me. What have you been up to?
Well, we've been organising our 10th anniversary.
Cool.
10 years in business.
We do social media.
Yeah, we've got a big do. Hopefully you'll come in on the 25th of October. So
yes, it's in my diary.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that. Taking on new clients, visiting your venue, the Trading Post in Tenterden.
Yep.
And other new clients we've taken on as well. So we've got a good array of businesses in that now.
Cool.
So that's really good. And just really busy networking, new networking group that I've been going to. You know, I go to BNI.
I'm going to a new one tomorrow. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Well, this one's called GetGo. And it's a
cool what?
GitGo, G-I-T-T-G-O.
All right.
Very clever concept. They're in Dartford tonight. So normally with networking, it's that you network and you refer to each other. With this one, you refer, but what they've got is a concierge service in the background.
Right.
So what they're going to do is they're going to do a leaflet drop. They're reaching out to the community. They're door knocking. And they're actually saying to the community, right, okay, would you like us to be, for example, your Kings Hill concierge? And people are going, yeah, that sounds amazing.
Well.
So it's sort of a modern, well, it's not checker trade, but, you know, they come to you. So it's a real new concept, and it's really good. They say Club 100s, so you get 100 of each business in each group, And,
sounds good.
It is. It's really good. Really good. We've got you in there, by the way, Nick.
Yeah. Mine's boring now. Mine's boring after that.
It's very clever. It's a completely new sort of concept from my perspective. They have, like, last night I went to the one in Kings Hill, and what they do is they'll have groups of specifics. So last night it was trades and audio. So you had six speakers, and they all had 2 minutes each telling you about their business. And it's open networking. And also what they do is they sit you around a table, so you build the relationships with the people in the room. There's about 10 new people there last night. And once he gets to 100, he stops in each club.
Well, I'm going to a new one tomorrow night.
Where's that? Where's that?
Down the trains. Down the steam trains in Tenterton. Yeah, we're going networking on the trains.
Is it going to be moving?
I don't think so. I think we're clustered around the station and the old dairy brewery, which is all in that area. There's a lot of people going, apparently. I hope we get on the trains. I like a train. I like a steam train.
Well, I would go, but I'm on holiday. I would have to come to your opening, but I'm on holiday.
Where are you going?
I'm going on a two-week cruise.
Are you?
Yes, I leave on Wednesday, and I'm going to Italy the first week and Croatia the second.
Are you not going on one of those river cruises, with Viking river cruises, where you have to rape and pillage your way across Germany and Hungary?
No, we're doing Italy and, Italy. And Croatia.
Yeah, so wow, okay, all right, that's, yeah. Have you done a cruise before?
Yeah, I did one with my mum, one with my friend.
Yeah, they're quite good fun, aren't they?
They are good fun. You get to see lots of different places. You eat a lot, hence doing this before I go.
Right.
And you drink a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hence doing this before I go.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem, isn't it? And it's all just given to you.
Yes, it is.
You don't have to pay for it or anything, and they just keep giving it to you.
Table service, lots of entertainment, and seeing lots of lovely places around the world.
So nice. Well, enjoy. Enjoy it. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what. You could. It's your choice. You can read a tweet or an email.
Okay, I'll read an email.
Okay.
All right, because I keep looking at X.
Oh, it drives me nuts. I'm fed up with it.
And I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, oh, okay. So, team members from Gillian & Bass protective glove manufacturer Unigloves have given a helping hand to the Marine Conservation Society's Great British Clean Initiative. Employees and their family members joined together on Pegwell Bay Beach, Ramsgate, for a Unigloves team day, which saw them collect a wide array of items that have been washed up or left on the beach, including plastic, food packaging, metal cans and tins, and commercial fishing nets. Shame they can't pick up the poo, isn't it? Hmm. The initiative was part of Unigloves' growing focus on sustainability, both in the number of products it manufactures using recycled materials, its approach to reducing unnecessary packaging, and its growing use of renewable energy across its global sites. To help keep hands safe, everyone on the beach, Clean was equipped with the choice of Unigloves' latest sustainable range, Nitrex RP, which is manufactured using recycled plastics in addition to its biodegradable BioTouch Nitrile glove designed to biograde within 490 days following disposal.
Fantastic. Sounds good. As long as they don't melt on your hands. I came across something bizarre yesterday. I never heard of this. obviously, because I'm not in that business. But it was the way that it was put across that kind of caught my attention. There's now a thing called the plastic packaging tax. If anyone's come across that.
No.
Unless you're packaging plastic, I guess you wouldn't know about it. But I can't remember how I first lighted on it, but I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'm going to read about that because I don't know about that. And it appears to be a tax that you opt to pay. Because it was on a government website and they're going, oh, we've had 2,000 people who have opted to pay the plastic packaging tax. Who on earth opts to pay tax? That's weird. But I suppose there's some kind of trade-off, I guess, that makes it viable. I didn't read that far because I fell asleep halfway through reading it. It was a bit boring. But so if anybody's opted in to the plastic packaging tax, maybe they'd let us know and let us know a bit more about it because that could be interesting. Right, on a completely different note, I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at I Trust Assure, the Speak Up app, and they say, can we have a Business Bunker shout-out? Well, of course you can. You know you're always welcome to a Business Bunker shout-out, folks. Their app's available now. You can follow them on Twitter, I Trust Assure. And download their app. It's a very comprehensive communication app. Check it out. Have a look. Really useful product. Linda.
Is it really good? Okay.
Yeah.
Shall I do the next one?
Yeah. Can you not find any of the tweets?
I can, yes, yeah, sorry.
I'm not saying that you have to do a tweet. I was kind of just inquiring, really.
Well, I tweeted a couple of times saying I'm really looking forward to chatting to our guests today, and I'd like to give their Twitter handles, just in case anyone wants to look.
Yeah, of course.
So we have at Nick Gabay, which is NickGabay, and also at House_Layla. So that's House of underscore Leyla. So
fantastic.
So look at see what they're doing. I think Layla's just done something on there, haven't you? Mm. Yes, there you go. So she's just done one, so we're going and have a look at hers.
Right.
So yeah, at the moment, I'm looking and I'm not seeing.
While you're doing that, I'll read this one. Martin Reeves, a collector's buddy, he said, I'm listening live. It's the Business Bunker Show.
Oh.
Hello, Martin. I hope you're well. I hope your mum's well. I hope the kids are well. I hope your missus is well. I hope everyone's well. Let us know.
And my friend Lisa has actually put one in saying, looking forward to listening to the show. It's the first time she's heard from it.
Right.
She's just training as a wheel writer. So she's put, have a great show, Paul and Linda.
Thank you. Oh, welcome. I hope you enjoy the show and stay with us as a regular listener going forward. That would be nice, won't it?
Yeah.
Right, what have I got here? This interests me. This might be your neck of the woods as well, Nick. I'm not sure exactly where you live, but I know Thackeray Williams over in the Seven Oaks area. A shop which claims to be the oldest shop in the UK has gone on the market for sale. It's the Tulip Tree in Chiddingston. That's between Eden Bridge and Tunbridge. It first opened its doors as a shop in 1453. That's 570 years ago, for those of you whose arithmetic's a bit dodgy. So it's 570 years old. It's the village tea room. It's a Grade 1 listing building, and it's also a post office, general store, as well as a tea room. Customers can buy items including gifts, furniture, greeting cards, sweets, ice cream, groceries, candles, scarves and jewellery. It was also once owned by Thomas Boleyn, the father of the former Queen of England, Anne Boleyn, back in the 16th century. Its heritage status means the site must be kept as a shop and post office. A once current owner, Nicolette Fahey Wilson, finds a buyer for the business. She's put it up for a sale with an asking price of a mere £230,000, 10 years after taking over the mantle of running what is believed still to be the oldest working shop in the country. That's fantastic, isn't it? I've actually seen a picture of it. It's a wonderful, wonderful building as well. It's all kind of higgledy-piggledy and typical Tudor-style building, but wonderful. There you go. Should we save up for it, Linda?
We could possibly do that. We've heard from Jules.
Oh, no. She sent me a picture of watermelons earlier. I've idea why.
She's basically saying, love from me and my hashtag new husband.
Oh, blimey.
I bet everyone really misses her.
Huh?
I bet everyone really misses her when she's away on these holidays.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Who is she? Hey, should we really annoy her?
Go on then.
Hey, Jules, if you're listening, should we be listening? Jules, if you're listening, we've got someone in the studio that has an Egyptian connection. And you're not here to bother us with your Arabic. Oh, dear.
We've also had a tweet say, yes, please, to a shout-out from Kim Stevens, the care lady. Hello, I'd really love a great big loud shout-out. careinkent.co.uk. Have a great day, Kim.
Kim! Is that loud enough?
Yeah.
Nice one. Thank you, Kim. Pink Spaghetti, personal assistance services in Margate, has been selected as one of the nation's 100 most impressive small firms by the Small Business Saturday campaign as it kicks off its second decade in the UK. That's Small Business Saturday, not Pink Spaghetti. Pink Spaghetti PA Services, Thanet and Canterbury, is a virtual assistant business that provides admin and marketing support to small businesses. It was founded by Vicky Richmond. Hello, Vicky. Vicky's a regular listener, and she's been on the show at least once, if maybe not twice. And Vicky founded the business in 2020. Following a nationwide search, it's been chosen as part of this year's Small Business 100 lineup, which showcases a lineup of 100 of the most inspiring independent businesses from across the nation. So, Vicky, congratulations on that. But I also want to offer you congratulations on something else, because I happen to know she just graduated from the Open University last Saturday. as well as being one of the top 100 small businesses, one of the most busy people you know, she then went and got a degree at the same time. What an overachiever.
That's fantastic, isn't
it? Yeah. So well done, Vicky.
I think the skill is, you know, continually learn.
Mm.
And I think when you continually learn, it keeps you young and just makes you feel good about life. Chips and Dinks, another regular. Have a great show at Linda Clark and Vanilla Webbs. And guests, we're sure it'll be a blast. Support small businesses.
Fantastic. Do you know what? I'm going to do some cheesy tunage. And this is so blooming obvious, it's unbelievable. I probably played it last time you were on, didn't I? Yeah, you reckon? Yeah, I probably did. Sorry. I got to do it, Layla. I'm really sorry.
Of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk.
Does your business have great customer service? Are you a successful small or large business? Are you creative or innovative? Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout them out. So what's stopping you? Enter the Kent Business Awards now. Get your easy-to-complete application form from businessawardskent.co.uk.
Talis Independent Financial Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Cool, that was the cheesiest of cheesy tunage. That was Layla, Derek and the Dominoes. Obviously, I'm pretty sure I played that for you last time, Layla. You must get sick of that, I'm really sorry.
To be honest, I love it. Thank you.
Do you? Cool. Yeah, well, I refrain from playing the Eric Clapton version, which is 7 minutes long, because we would have run out of time, but that is a really good version as well. I just want to read this tweet as well before I talk to you. It's from Gravesham for Business. and it says, we're really pleased to be listening in today to hear Gravesend's Layla Ramadan talk about her new venture and the venue for next week's Gravesham Business Network. House of Layla, yoga studio, wellness workplace, cafe and event space. So, you've got the council on your side.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
That's cool. Come a bit closer to the mic, because you've got a lovely voice and we want to hear it. So, Layla, you were last on the show, I can't remember how long ago it was.
December,
yeah. Was it? So, almost a year. Mm-hmm. You came on the show telling us about your plans, your global domination and what you were going to do, and the fact that you were going to do a crowdfunder to raise 30 grand to make your dream come true.
Yeah.
And you're back here today to tell us how you achieved that, because you have. Yeah. And you're blooming brilliant, aren't you? What, 10 months from that view, that desire to do it, to the fact that you're opening on Saturday. Wow. So, let's go back to the beginning. What made you want to do what you did?
So I've been building the business in Gravesend for 8 years now, and I've been hiring halls and building up the community. And I just really wanted to create a home for everyone. So it's somewhere everyone could come and focus on their wellness, not just through the yoga, but also understanding about nutrition and looking after each other as they journey through that wellness goal, whatever it is that they had.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So. And you wanted to build a community to do that.
Which
is a cool idea.
Yeah, because it's one thing deciding that you want to be healthier and you want to eat healthier and do more exercise or looking after your mental health, but to have everybody together supporting each other, sharing their experiences, and in those moments that you might not actually feel like you can, you know, make the right choices, you've got other people cheering you on, and communities, everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So back then in December, you'd identified a building that you wanted to turn into this oasis of community support.
Yeah.
But you needed the funds to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if I remember rightly, it was 30 grand you needed to raise.
30,000.
Yeah. And you decided to do that via a crowdfunder mostly, yeah?
Yeah.
Just tell
in
us
December, when everybody had no money because of
the terrific planning.
But we raised £30,120.
Did you? Well, I remember on the morning of the closing day, you messaged me a couple of times going, we still need another 2 grand. And we were all retweeting it away furiously. You clearly made it.
You know, the support was unbelievable. There were so many local businesses, people like you, friends, family, everybody chipping in. I had a lot of worrying messages and calls coming, because obviously if we didn't get the 30, we would have lost everything. So yeah, it was a tense time.
But we
pulled through, and we went over.
Absolutely right. It's obviously on that final day, the tension must have been palpable. I mean, how you cope with it, I do not know. But take us back before that and the whole process of crowdfunding, because a lot of people talk about crowdfunding and I don't think they kind of realize how much effort you have to put in. They think you just put up a crowdfunder and people send you money. It's not quite that simple, really, is it?
No, it's a full-time job, really, you know. I'm lucky enough, my background's in photography, and I've got a lot of friends that are in videography as well, and I've got an idea about marketing. So putting the promo stuff together and making sure you have a really good video, and also having lots of support and people that will share, and doing things like coming on these shows, which is
absolutely
helpful.
But you're right, you have to put yourself out there, don't you? It's a lot of work in terms of marketing and putting it in front of people, because also with crowdfunding, like everything else, it's not just you, is it? There's thousands and thousands of people asking for money for all kinds of different projects, and you've got to stand out amongst those, or at least attract the people that is relevant to the project that you're doing.
How long did you get, Elena?
4 weeks.
4 weeks to raise money?
Well, I think it was actually 21 days to raise 30,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of preparation. So how long was the preparation to get ready for that 21 days?
About 10 years.
To be honest, I should have started a lot longer before I actually did. But I mean, it was actually a chance that I walked past a building. I think I walked past a building a month and a half before, and it was an accident that I walked past it. I wasn't meant to be there. I turned up at a meeting for on the wrong day, and I walked past and I saw the sign.
That's serendipity for you, isn't it?
And I was like, okay, I want that place. I called them, and I thought, I need to raise the money. And within a month, I started the crowdfunder, and then within a month, I had the 30,000.
That is meant to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, but I had been looking for a space in the area for a few years.
I just want to dwell on that, because I was talking to someone about this the other day. They were saying to me, oh, you're lucky because of this, that and the other. I go, yeah. But a lot of luck actually comes about because you're in a prepared state of mind.
Definitely. Yeah.
If you're not in a prepared state of mind, those things that would have been lucky for you, you miss completely because you weren't looking for them.
Yeah.
You know, so your piece of serendipity arriving somewhere on the wrong day was aided by the fact that you were aware that you were looking for something anyway, rather than just running around going, oh my God, it's the wrong day. Oh my God, it's the wrong day. What am I going to do? Yeah. You went, oh, building like that. That's just what I've been looking for. It's almost as if you've been led there.
Yeah.
But of course, it's just being aware, isn't it, as much as anything?
And being ready, I think, being open to.
Yeah.
The same thing happened to me when I was looking for a house. I went on an estate, and there were only two houses of the ones I wanted. The whole estate had sold. And I said, well, if the one comes free, then let me know. It's 16 or 24. She rang me on the Monday and said, Mrs. Cloak, number 24, they can't afford it. They backed out. And that was it. It was my house. So it's definitely being in the right place at the right time, being ready.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
So, you've acquired this building.
Yes.
Yeah, with the help of your crowdfunder friends.
That's right.
And then what happened from there? Because it wasn't, you know, that's not the end of the story by any stretch of the imagination, is it?
No, that was the beginning.
She's covered in paint this morning, I have to tell you.
Yeah, so we managed to get the keys at the end of April.
Right.
And then the building started, all the renovations. And it was just an empty, you'll be able to see the video. I think it's still on Crowdfunder or on my socials, what it looked like before.
Right.
And
give us paint us a mind picture of it. You know, is it one big open room or is it a number of rooms?
So it was one big open room.
Right.
And now we have the wellness workspace when you enter on the left, and then you walk through on the right, we have a plant-based kitchen, wellness cafe, and then there's a lovely big corridor that leads to the spa zone, which has four treatment rooms, a changing room, which will have an ice bath and a sauna, plus toilet and shower. And then if you go back to the corridor on the left, we've got the main yoga studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to talk about how you achieve that in a moment, but I'm going to tip you a piece of advice for your plant-based kitchen. Do you know our biggest seller in our coffee shops at the moment? Snickers and Nutella Toasties.
Wow.
It sounds really healthy.
Yes. Go with it. So
I can do dark chocolate with some
Exactly. Or the other one that's big is banana and cinnamon toasty.
Okay.
Yeah. Go for it.
Do the banana and the cinnamon.
Yeah. So the internal fit out, you know, constructing these areas, how did you do that? How did you achieve that? Is that part of what the money was to raise, or?
Yeah, that's right. And then we also got some help from Let's Do Business.
Right.
They helped us with some extra funding, which was so amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's Do Business are a funding agency, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you got this internal fit out. You divided it up into rooms.
Yeah.
You've been painting it.
Yes.
Yeah. What colour?
Lots of really cool, like, nature colours. So the idea is that you walk in and feel like you're in the rainforest. So we've got lots of green, lots of plants.
So you're going to have plants colours and things in there.
Yeah. My mum's a gardener, so she's
fantastic.
And my dad's a builder, so he's been helping with the building. And then my students have come in for paint parties and flat pack parties.
I like it. I mean, that's the whole point of a community, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, to come together and do things like that.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah, and we've had an Italian restaurant restaurant open next door, Mad in Italy, and they've been feeding us and bringing us drinks in and things like that.
Which oh, brilliant.
Yeah, they've been okay. So lovely and supportive.
I know where you are now. I was literally in that restaurant 2 weeks ago.
Oh, amazing. Mm. Yeah. It's a great restaurant.
It is a great
restaurant.
The chef
just won the best up-and-coming Italian chef in the UK.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The
food's
and that's next door.
And it's next door.
I was going to ask about their meatballs, but I won't bother, really, will I? Because you wouldn't know.
They do a great vegan brunch.
Cool. you've acquired the building, you've fitted it out, you're getting plants in there.
Yeah.
You've got these things set up, you've got a coffee shop going in there, plant-based cafeteria, coffee shop, eatery. I get confused over these names. The grand launch.
Yes, this Saturday.
Okay, tell us the details. Who's invited? What's the timing? Is it an invite only launch or
no? So it's on Eventbrite,
right.
So people can register to go. I think there's 200 people registered. There's around
50, how many?
200.
200. You're going to get them all in.
I hope so. We have 50 left.
Well, I tell you what, you could do. You could do a deal with the Italians next door, couldn't you?
We've already done it.
Have you?
So from 1 p.m. we'll be hosting free yoga and Pilates classes, so
right.
From 1 till 4. So people can come, meet the teachers, have an idea of what each class involves. And then from 4 till 6, we've got live music. We have Leanne Porter, who's an amazing singer. She's coming to sing for us, and there'll be food. And No Secco from next door.
Right.
And then we're doing ecstatic dance parties. Anyone tried that before?
A what?
Ecstatic dance
party. An ecstatic dance party.
It's like burlesque dancing.
It's a sober rave. So everybody is encouraged to embrace their inner wild and just go crazy and dance. And it makes you feel so free and childlike. It's wonderful. That's from 6 till 8. And
right.
An after party next door, which
I need to see pictures of this,
okay,
at least
okay.
Afterwards.
We'll do
yeah.
videos and I'll tag
yeah.
you. And then next door after 8 for the after party.
Oh, brilliant. It's going to be a long day, isn't
it's
it?
It's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
I'm used to those now, though.
Yeah. Amazing day, though.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
I mean, you must feel very proud of yourself, and we're all proud of you, you know, for what you've achieved. I mean,
thank you.
You know, cycle back 10 months ago and this dream of, you know, turning up and going, I'll have that.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but I'll have that. And then to be opening 10 months later
yeah.
with all you've done is an absolutely stunning achievement, Layla.
How did you find the teachers and everything, Layla?
So I also do something called the Love and Light Festival, which is a wellness festival, really. And over the years, I've had other teachers teaching at that for me. I've managed to build up good relationships with teachers that I trust and really admire, and they've come on board, which is great.
Cool.
Fantastic. Yeah.
You've already got a booking for your event space.
Yes.
You've got Gravesham Council, got a networking meeting. What's that about?
So it's on the 5th of October, and it's local businesses coming along, so we can all network and everyone gets an opportunity to say a little bit about what they're doing and what they're offering their local community.
Fantastic. And you've got some co-working space there as well, I think.
Yeah, that's right. The Wellness Work.
She's trying to compete with me, you know.
Can't go to Gravesend now, Paul.
Yeah.
Well, you can. Ours is going to be slightly different. That there's some things that are coming into the Wellness Workspace that I haven't announced yet. So
right.
I'll invite you when we finally do that.
Is it a secret?
It's a secret.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like secrets.
So at the moment, you can hire the desk per day. If you're a member, you get discounts and a day for free. And then there will be different things implemented to help encourage you work from the desk, but in a healthier way. Because I think a lot of us sit at the desk and forget we need to move, and you know, we're affecting our back and our posture. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, most of us are sedentary workers these
yeah,
days,
yeah.
and it's really bad for us. Yeah.
yeah,
it forces you to eat McDonald's for lunch and Nando's for tea and stuff like that, doesn't it?
No,
oh. Just me then.
Yes. So, the idea is you'll be coming to work and you'll have the wellness environment, so you will be moving your body still. Will be eating healthy food and
okay.
not popping to McDonald's.
It's interesting. In my co-working spaces, one of the big things is standing desks.
Yeah.
A lot of people like standing desks these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah. You know, it's just, you know, you feel better standing up.
Yeah.
Cool. So I want to ask you now about how you use this space. And what I mean by that is, can anybody just rock up and come in and use it? Or are you selling memberships? What's the deal?
So we're selling memberships. At the moment, we have an offer for founding memberships.
Right.
And with the founding membership, you can use the classes unlimitedly. So is unlimitedly a word?
Unlimited use of classes.
Unlimited use of classes. And they are for 7 days a week. On Monday, we start at 6:30. And a lot of the days, we finish after 9 p.m.
6:30 in the morning?
In the morning, yeah. So people can come before they go to work.
Oh, okay, good idea.
Or some after they drop the kids off at school or after work. So there'll be classes throughout the day, Monday to Friday, and then workshops at the weekend as well. So as well as the unlimited classes, they also get use of the wellness workspace at a discount and one day for free. And then they get priority bookings on our retreats and discounts on workshops as well. If you don't want to be a member, then it is drop-in and class passes are the other options.
So you pay by the class or whatever?
Exactly.
Cool. Like it. Mm. Nice one. Yeah. We'll find out how to join all this in a minute when you'll give us some details of websites and all the rest of it, sure. One of our popular things is puppy yoga.
Do you know, last night my puppy Daisy come along to class and she was an angel and she was walking around saying hello to everyone and they loved it. Yeah, so she's going to be there.
Puppy yoga. It's a big thing, puppy yoga. We have it every Saturday. It's rammed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you not pee and poop in places?
Yeah.
That was my
cleaning up afterwards, a laugh. Cool. So, Leila, I mean, we're just blown away by what you've done. We're absolutely blown away by what you've achieved and how you've achieved it and how much effort you've put into it. And we wish you continued success going forward. It's a fantastic project. We're all going to come down and have a look.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to bring Linda down and let her do some classes for me.
Last time I was here, you promised me that if I did it, you would come and do yoga trapeze.
Yeah, I will. Did I promise that?
I
wasn't here.
Yeah.
Jules and I.
Yeah. I
think this is actually the way the world is going because everyone wants it. I just think that they're just finding different ways around. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I want to be serious for a moment because this really, really does annoy me as a general thing in our society. I'm nearly 70 years old and I've worked in IT for over 55 years and I bloody hate technology now. It is such a drain on everything you do, you know, and it's separating people. You know, we're moving away. You can't talk to anyone in any organisation. You talk to a computer all the time. And computers aren't human. And I don't care what they say about AI and ChatGPT and all the other stuff. It's not human. It's not realistic. It's not what you want. What we want are community activities where people can be people and talk to other people and share their experiences with other people. So what you're doing for me is absolutely needed now because we're separating people all the time by technology and I just can't stand it. It's ridiculous. My mum's 94 with dementia, okay? Her television broke down. I bought her a new television. I tried to buy the simplest television I could buy. Nothing is simple anymore. Mm. It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. I switch it on, I program it all, I get it all set up. She goes, I want to watch BBC One, I want to watch Countdown. It took me 10 minutes to get Countdown on, yeah? You find it, it goes, do you want to watch it now? Do you want to watch it later? Do you want to watch it via the internet? No, I just want to watch it. Just go away. Push a button. So I love what you're doing because it's a community and it's people, it's a two-fold thing that you're doing as well. You're providing a space for people to do stuff, but you're also looking after their health and well-being by providing, you know, yoga that I've got to do now, apparently.
Any sort of community space, though, is good. Mm. I mean, I go to Edenwood Place, and they have a quiz there. And
it's they have a what?
A quiz, just like
a quiz. Sorry.
So you know, I might get a team of six together, and then there'll be other people from around the Elsford community, and you just go in, and everyone has a quiz. But where we've been going quite regularly, we're getting to know the other people.
Yeah.
And you know, I get different people turn up all the time, and it's just that's what people want. They want to talk to other people.
Absolutely, they do. Yeah, we just did a craft fair in Sheerness, 250 people. Yeah, it's great.
Craft fairs are good because you're talking to the person over the.
Yeah. And, you know, they're making things, producing their own things and you know, sharing them with other people. Layla, if people want to find out about the House of Layla and about memberships and all that, what's the best way to do that?
So they can go on houseoflayla.com or on my Instagram, which is house_of_Layla. Or X, are we calling it?
Yes. That's what we're calling it. Everyone else is probably still calling it Twitter.
Yeah. Twitter's another bloody thing, isn't it? X. Some woman was having a go at me on X last night because I kept calling it Twitter. It's X. Ken Heron, who's a friend of mine in the US that does a similar business show to this in the US, I said, you do realise that an X is a universal symbol for a kiss, right, to this woman, and she went, and Ken sent a picture. There's a product in America called Meowtastic, and it's cat stuff, but it's a picture of a cat's bum, which is kind of an X.
Oh, no. He didn't think this through, did he?
No, he didn't. So, Layla, thank you for that. All those links to both your website and your socials are on the Kent Business Radio website. Thank They'll you. Stay there forever. So if you didn't get to write down what Layla said there, you can find them there and you can click on them and you can do that. If I do find evidence that I agreed to go and do yoga and I'm forced to do it, I will let you know. And what you can do if I do it is you can sponsor me. Okay, so that we can put some effort into what Layla's doing there with
a
bit of sponsorship.
So I'm going to put out a little challenge now, guys. There's a listen back on the radio. Everyone, go and listen, and
December.
Let's all send Paul evidence that he said he'd go.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Layla was on last December. If you go all of the shows go right back to number one. This is show number 648. If you go back to last December and you can find it, and you can find evidence that I agreed to do yoga with Layla, and you can point me to what I actually said, then I'll do it.
Not any yoga, it was yoga trapeze, so you have to hang upside down.
I have to do what? I have to hang upside down.
That's right,
I'm not a bat, you know. Have you seen me? Have you seen the size of me? I hope you've got a strong ceiling.
We've had a couple of tweets. Do you want me to?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so Tenterden Chamber say, hi, Paul, at Vanilla Web, and your little helper, Linda Cloak. Please can you give us a shout out to a busy Chamber team dealing with more membership inquiries. Also, Tracy Ferguson is listening, and Jules is listening in as well.
Cool. Jules has tweeted something about flamingos. I don't know what they got to do with anything.
Matthew Dorrington has also said, have a great show. We will tune in, and our competition is still open. They've got a giveaway competition going on, the iPad extravaganza quiz.
Cool. You just read Tracy's tweet, didn't you?
Yeah, she's live.
Yeah. So thank you for that, Tracy. I'll just shock out. Martin Reeves says, thank you for my business bunker shout out. We're all doing good, thank you. Glad to hear you are too. You are loud and proud in our house as I'm cleaning. Well, thank you for that, Martin. When you finish, you can come over to my place and do a bit as well if you want. trying to find cleaners, impossible. Jules keeps sending me stuff about flamingos. I have no idea why. What's he going on about? Is that lunch? You're having roast flamingo for lunch or something? I don't know.
Maybe pink flamingos. Maybe she's thinking about you in your, you know, leotard going and doing a little bit of yoga.
Did you just read Matthew Dorrington's tweet out as well?
Yes, I did.
I thought you did. As you read them, I find them. So you're reading them before I'm finding them. So it says, have a great show. Tune in. We still have our competition open.
That's right.
And there's no flamingos in it, though, Matthew.
No.
Confident Queen Jenny has asked for a business bunker shout out as well. So consider yourself shouted out. Right. Social Enterprise Kent has created an event that is happening at the Turner Contemporary in Margate. Sustainable Social Business Models Conference is taking place on October the 11th. It's at the Turner Contemporary in Margate. It starts at 10 a.m. and it's about sustainable social business models. In a rapidly changing world, social organisations face unique challenges in ensuring their long-term financial stability while staying true to their missions. So you can find these guys. They are on Twitter at SOC Ent Kent. I happen to know their Twitter handle off the top of my head. It's SOC Ent Kent, all one word, is their Twitter handle. Or you can go to Social Enterprise Kent, their website, and find out about Social Business Models Conference, October 11th.
Cool. So within just days of an official opening, Moat Park Cafe has been announced as the regional winner in a prestigious awards event opening to local authorities across England and Wales. The Local Authority Building Control, LABC, Excellence Awards 2023 has named Maidstone Borough Council project as regional winner of the best public or community building, as well as a shortlisted finalist at the grand final on 19th of January 2024. The cafe is set in the stunning 450-acre Moat Park and was officially opened on the 14th of September by the Mayor of Maidstone, Councillor Gordon Newton, featuring indoor and outdoor seating, a new, larger, modern public toilet building, including a changing place facility, as well as flexible space for learning, meetings and community groups to hire. The fantastic new facilities will enable more residents and visitors to enjoy the beautiful green surrounding.
Have you seen the building?
It's, yes.
Yeah, it's a fabulous building that they've built, and I'm not surprised it's won awards, but what amazes me is how long it took to decide to get rid of the old cafe and build a new one. That old cafe had been there since, I don't know, Stonehenge, I think.
I think I went there when I was a girl. That was a long time ago.
Well, I used to play football in the park on a Sunday, yeah. And the cafe was there, and it had been donkey's years. And when I first was asked to leave school, I worked at Turkey Mill, and we used to climb over the back wall and go to the cafe then. It hadn't changed for like 150 years.
No.
So the new place is very, very special.
It's surprising how many people actually don't know about Moat Park. So.
I know. It's weird, isn't it?
Because it's such a big space, and yeah. It's such an amazing space, and for people not to know about it.
And you've got, of course, you've got the lake in the middle, where they do sailing and windsurfing and all kinds of stuff. And as you say, people don't. There used to be a little mini railway there as well. I don't know if that still runs. I don't think it does.
But I haven't seen it running. But also, men and their toys go over there, don't they, with their boats and zoom around the lake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and there's the football pitches and stuff as well, and rugby pitches there.
Amazing
space. It is.
Shall I read another one?
Yeah, go for it.
KBS Business Soundbite, leveraging LinkedIn for international business development. 16th of November, 1300 to 1400. In person or via a live online platform. Hear from Kent Business School academic experts and USAID economic support for Ukraine project. For the full agenda, register your place at kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Fantastic. That's the Kent Business School at the University of Kent in Canterbury. I've been asked to do some lectures at Christchurch University.
Have you?
Yeah, they're asking for trouble, aren't they?
We actually trained down there. We did some LinkedIn training, trained the teachers.
Did you?
Yeah
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lovely university,
it
Christchurch.
Is gorgeous. Yeah.
I'm going to be doing some a series of lectures on to the MBA classes.
Yeah.
What classes, sorry?
MBA, Masters of Business.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I did some a few years ago, actually. Quite good fun.
They are good fun, and yeah. I think it's great when you're helping someone, you see them, you know, when you train someone and then you see them using what you've trained them to do, it's just an amazing feeling.
Absolutely. I had, about 10 years ago, I lectured at the LSE, London School of Economics, to their MBA classes, and there was a bunch of guys there that were really interesting. There was one guy, was a real pain in the bum, he just wanted to argue about everything. Yeah, it was, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this and that. But there was another chap who was very quiet, but took it all in, asked appropriate questions. And then about 2 years ago, I suddenly got followed on Twitter, and I thought, I recognise you from somewhere, but I can't think where. And he's the CEO of this company that's just been announced as the 19th unicorn business in the UK. Wow. And a unicorn business is a business valued at £1 billion, $1 billion on startup. Wow. And it was this chap that had been on my MBA course, so of course I'm taking total credit for that. Obviously.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. I need some LinkedIn training.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm there.
LinkedIn's a funny platform, isn't it? It's an incredibly useful platform, but they are, since Microsoft have owned it, they've got very feisty with everything.
But it's powerful. There's lots of things on there that aren't offered by other platforms. And, I mean, we started doing engagement for one client, plant hire of all things. Within the first hour, we got him two new clients.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work that way, obviously, all the time, but it is a fantastic platform for business.
Well, they keep trying to get me to pay for it. I don't like paying for things.
You don't need to pay for it.
I keep that, but they go, you can do this, this or this. I go, I don't want to do any of those things. Why would I pay for something I don't want to do?
It's amazing how many
it's not cheap either, is it?
It's 70-something pound a month. Well, it's amazing how many people pay for it.
Exactly.
Don't use it organically.
Yeah.
They don't know how to use it organically. I mean, if you're going to pay for it, at least know how to use it organically first.
Mm.
But to pay for it, it's a bit like adverts on Facebook. Mm. Why pay for adverts if you're not doing all the organic stuff first?
Yeah, absolutely. You're quite right, Linda. You're quite right. We all need to come on a class. Yeah.
Do you want me to read another one?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what. I ought to do some work, hadn't I? Let me do something. This is from my friends Ella and Cheryl. Ella Brocklebank and Cheryl Corsbrook. It's the Kent Construction Charity Ball. Drinks reception, three-course meal, raffle and auction, DJ and dance floor, Friday the 24th of November, 7 p.m. until 2 a.m. They're party animals up there, aren't they? It's at the Ashford International Hotel. You can book a table of 10. To book your tickets, whatever, whether you're coming on your own or with a table of 10 or a table of 20, it's trustees@dwad.org, D-W-A-D.org, because this is in conjunction with and on behalf of Donations with a Difference, which is a charity, a construction charity. Donations with a Difference is what it's all in aid of. So that's the 2023 Kent Construction Charity Ball, Friday the 24th of November at the Ashford International Hotel.
Oh, well, Tracy has just said, fantastic interview with Layla. I've followed her journey on Instagram, and what she's achieved is amazing. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to her and to everyone involved, from Tracy Ferguson.
Yeah.
And there's also one here from DG East. Electric car tariffs deadline is approaching fast, with consequences for UK buyers reported in today's Times.
Yeah. See, another one blew up yesterday as well.
Mm.
Okay, how are we doing for time? Okay, we're going to join the newsroom shortly, but there's a lot of other things going on. I want to tell you about this. This is something that I'm quite keen on as well. It's a charitable organisation based on the Romney Marsh. They're called CARM, C-A-R-M, and CARM is Caring Altogether on Romney Marsh, is what it stands for. And there are a bunch of volunteers that reach out to people that are isolated. So their befriending service, looking after lonely people that live on the marsh. A lot of people don't realise how remote the Romney Marsh is. It is, in fact, the only desert in Europe. It's designated as a desert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And especially older people, because there's no public transport on the marsh at all. There's none whatsoever, apart from the Romney Hives and Dymchurch Miniature Railway. So there are lots of people that live isolated lives. So CALM's a charity based on the marsh that send out volunteers to either talk face-to-face with people or just to talk to them on the phone, or via Zoom or whatever. and they're looking for more volunteers to help them. You can find out about the charity by going to their website, which is calmromneymarsh.org.uk. That's C-A-R-M, calmromneymarsh.org.uk. You can phone them on 01233 758 122. That's Ashford 01233 758 122. Or you can drop them an email at office@calmromneymarsh.org.uk. They're looking for volunteers to help provide befriending services, voluntary befriending services for people that live isolated lives.
The thing is, that's really good, because what, as an isolated person, you could go in, volunteer, and by helping, talking to others,
absolutely,
you're then, you know, helping yourself, aren't you, which is amazing.
Yep, absolutely. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Okay, I'll read one of these. Yep. Growth of Ashford, Economic Development Cinema. Ashford... seminar even. Ashford Borough Council has a rich heritage but is also embracing growth with its ambitious plans for the future. Join us for an update on key local developments as well as an update on new ventures coming to Ashford. The seminar will focus on key issues surrounding the growth and current developments in and around Ashford. Friday the 13th of October, 1:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. Kenton Victor Chamber, Ashford. Members, it's free to attend, and non-members is £10 plus VAT.
Fantastic. We ran one of our 30-30 events at St George's School in Broadstairs last week. The 30-30 events are events that I organise. They're free to schools to use, where we take 30 businesses in to talk to A-level and GCSE students about the world of work. So last week we were at St George's in Broadstairs, and it was a fantastic event. We had a brilliant time. The students were wonderful. They were absolutely spot on, really, really engaged bunch. So thank you to St George's and all the pupils there. Our next one is on Wednesday the 18th of October at the Hartsdown Academy in Margate. That's a 30-30 event there. Starts at 9 o'clock. So if you fancy an autumn trip to the seaside, do drop me an email at hello@bizradio.co.uk and come along and help us. They're great fun. It's only 2 hours. You meet some really interesting young people. You can see the talent that's coming along in the next generation for employing people, and you can impart some of your knowledge and wisdom about the world of work to them, and they're all up for hearing about it.
That's really great, because I mean that's the generation that did go through 2 years of not going to school, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah. Generation Alpha we're on now. I don't know where time goes. Yeah, yeah. Generation Alpha.
We won't say what generation we were.
Generation Alpha is kids born after 2009. I mean, that's yesterday. That's yesterday.
Elle gets really upset at anyone who's born after the year 2000 because she's a 1997 baby.
I always think 1980 was 20 years ago.
Don't even go there.
No.
Don't even go there. Yeah. Cool. I've lost me Twitter. Hold on.
Your ex.
It was Layla talking to, here we go. Martin Rees. Moat Park still has all the railways running. I didn't know that. Oh, thank you, Martin. Although I believe they've had to be more secure as people were stealing the tracks.
Oh, no.
I missed the pitch and putt course. Oh, yes, I remember that as well. Yeah, the pitch and putt.
Yeah.
I'm amazed that the railway's still running, despite the lack of track. So yeah. Oh, thank you for that, Martin. That's really good feedback. I might have a go at that.
I used to organise pitch and putt when I worked at County Hall. I was in the accounts department. They used to have pitch and putt every single year.
Right.
And I used to, it was one of my first events I ever organised, I think.
Right.
Yeah, I used to organise for everyone to go there and the teams, get all the teams together. Yeah, it's good fun.
I'm a trustee of Kenwood Trust, the drink and drug rehabilitation charity.
I was there at the weekend.
Were you?
Yeah, classic car show.
Oh, the car show. Yeah, it was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was very
fantastic
good.
Turnout. That was the last one of the year, but we'll start them again next year.
Yeah, it's great.
We got the grounds there where we do alpaca walks and archery and disc golf and all the rest of it. And one of the things I looked at was putting a pitch and putt there. You can actually buy pitch and putt kits.
Oh.
It's the best way to describe it, where you just buy the whole thing and you set it up any way you want, you know, your windmills and your clowns and all the rest of it. It all comes in a big box. You lay it out how you want, and then you can pack it up and send it back. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, the one at Moat Park wasn't, it was just like, literally, it was like a little golf course, really.
Yeah, yeah, it was, yeah, yeah. Right, do you know what? We're going to join the newsroom. When we come back, we've got another fantastic guest to talk to. We're going to talk to Nick Gabay of Thackeray Williams. And, yeah, so let's hear what's going on in the world by joining the newsroom, and then we'll be back shortly. Here we go. Cool.